You're listening to the Sea Plan Do Show
with Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go. And keep the chain.
When I get rich, I'ma buy me a house, me a car, get some things for my mom, live large. When I get rich, I'ma buy me some land, invest in other plans, label me as the man. When I get rich, I'ma buy me a house, me a car, get some things for my mom, live large. When I get rich, I'ma buy me some land, invest in other plans, label me as the man. When I get rich, yeah. When I get rich, I'ma stunt, I'ma floss until I make it sick. I'ma act like a nigga, never ever seen money. Fans walk up and they speak, I might even act funny. Women used to act funny, see me now, say they love me. I remember a time when them girls looked past me. Wasn't the man with the rims or the dough, but now I sit and I laugh cause I'm sick with the flow. When I get rich, I pull up in the Benz in my hood just to show my haters that a nigga doing good. Sitting back because I know they wish they would. Sitting in my position, hold on, just listen. See, back in the day, I was down, I was out, I was broke. People laughed at me like I was a joke. Had a dream, only person believed was me. So when I make it to the top, all I'm taking is me. When I get rich, I'ma buy me a house, me a car, get some things for my mom, live large.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy Tuesday! Welcome to the Sea Plan Do Show. Oh man, the best podcast out here with me, your professional life coach, host of this show, professional life coach, DJ, serial entrepreneur, pretty much anything I want to be, Gary O'Neill Jr. Please don't forget the Jr. Shout out to Pops. Hopefully you had an amazing Tuesday. We're still on lockdown. We're still under restrictions. So hopefully you are following all of those restrictive measures, because we want to make sure that everybody's safe, everybody's healthy, everybody's happy. So stay home. Find solace in your home. Stay home. Shout out to all of the essential employees that have to make it out. Hopefully your company is taking care of you. Our prayers are with you. Our thoughts are with you. Shout out to everybody, unfortunately, who suffered a loss because of this virus, because of this pandemic. So our thoughts and prayers are with you as well. So please keep everybody in prayers. Make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to keep everybody safe. All right. Shout out to everybody watching it right now as I'm streaming Facebook Live. Shout out to everybody who's going to listen to this tonight. Shout out to everybody who's going to watch the replay. Hey, man, what's up? All right. Whoo. So guess what? Let's get into it. This is the first episode of April. No April Fools here, man. Straight vibes every session. This is episode 9 entitled Fear. F-E-A-R. And so I'm definitely very excited to go over this episode today, because I'm going to talk about a couple things. If you've been watching the show for a while, you see the new format. We're going to be going over some fun stuff. We're going to be highlighting different things, and then we're going to get right to our entree, our featured information for the evening. So hopefully you guys buckle your seatbelts, because what we're going to be talking about today is season 1 of All American. I know there's season 2, but I want to give everybody a chance to watch season 1. So get a chance to everybody to watch it. So we're going to talk about season 1 because most people should have already watched it. If you have not, tonight, start watching it. It's absolutely amazing. I'm going to try to keep the spoilers down a little bit, but hey, you should have been watching. So guess what? We're going to have fun this evening. I want to talk about All American Season 1. I want to talk about, hey, how can you budget your time, your energy, your food? All right, because if you're like me, you have your kids there, and now they're not using their school stomachs. They're using buffet stomachs. I'm like, what's going on? You were not eating this. I know I used to pass you a Lunchable at school, and now all of a sudden you are eating everything. I have to get baked hams and turkeys and all types of things. So we want to make sure, how can you budget your time? How can you budget out your energy? All those wonderful things here on the Sea Plan Do Show. Let me tell you something. This is the best podcast out here. So make sure that not only you listen to this episode, but you listen to all the other episodes. Even when I even up the episodes of me I'm going to have my internet radio show. So you're going to get the rookie Gary, and then you're going to get this guy, veteran Gary, out here. All right, shout out to my homeboy Marlon Sims, rapper MES. That was the intro today, entitled When I Get Rich. Listen, man, that's one of my favorite rappers, man. I always, even last night, I talked to him about, hey, man, get out here and keep rapping. And he has two amazing albums, so I want to make sure that I play his songs. Because guess what? My show, I'm going to play all the songs that I want to hear, all right? So, again, episode 9, Fear, what we're going to be going over. Season 1 of All American. I got some good stuff. I got some bad stuff to talk about it. But I like the show. All right. We're going to talk about how you can budget as well as how you, yes, you, yes, you can overcome fear. All right. Fear is gripping us right now. So we want to make sure that we learn, hey, how can I overcome fear? All right. So let's get right to it. Your C Plan Do moment of the week is entitled Chrysalis. All right. And so I want you to think about the time that we have now. We're staying at home. We have protective orders. We're not in jail. We have protective orders to stay home, to limit ourselves from people, places, and things. So that way we can protect not only ourselves, but we can protect other people. I thought about the other day. I was picking up my son a couple of weeks back. In springtime, I remember picking him up and I remember seeing him. I remember as I'm walking, I seen all these caterpillars on the ground and all these birds eating some of the caterpillars. And I thought about, man, I just hope one of the caterpillars makes it. And I saw some cocoons around the school, like in the trees and stuff like that. And I thought about those cocoons, which are called chrysalises. And so with a chrysalis, that protects the caterpillar. So right now, we probably are undergoing a chrysalis stage. When I think about caterpillars as they go through this chrysalis stage, I ask myself, hey, man, does this caterpillar know it's going through this chrysalis stage? Is it dark? Is this caterpillar scared? Does it know what's going to happen? Does it know what's going to happen? And right now, we are all going through this chrysalis stage. Right now, we are uncertain about what's going on. All right. We see things, great things that are happening. We see some bad things that are happening. Sometimes we're unsure of what's going on. And guess what? Here we are. And we're going through this stage. And eventually we're going to come out of it. And so as we go through this stage, what I want you to do is focus on things that are important to you. I don't think that the caterpillar that's going through this chrysalis stage is focusing on somebody else. I want you to focus on the things that are important to you. At this moment, if you are able to stay home, if you're lucky like us, if you're the lucky ones to be able to stay home and telework or restrict your movements, right now, I want you to focus on, hey, what can I do? What are the goals that I had for myself? What are some of the things that I wanted to do, that I wanted to achieve? And I kept saying I didn't have time. I kept saying I didn't have energy. I kept giving all these different excuses on how I can be better. If you're able, because we're restricted, instead of just saying, man, I wish outside opens up. And don't get me wrong. I'm one of the first people to say, I can't wait to go outside. I can't wait. But right now, as we are all undergoing this chrysalis stage, I want you to figure out, how can I be better? The TikTok challenges are great. I love each and every one of them. All of the different things that we're doing to pass the time is great. But right now, are you going to be the same when we get done? Eventually, this pandemic is going to be taken care of. Eventually, we're going to get back to business as usual. And will you be different? The caterpillar that goes through the chrysalis stage is not different coming out. It will be different. As you are going through the stage, will you be different? That is your C Plan Do moment of the week entitled Chrysalis. When we get out of this, if we survive this, when we survive this, because I'm very optimistic, we'll all be butterflies. But the difference between a caterpillar and us is that we get to choose. All right, so let's keep it going with your Seed Plan Do Song of the Week. I was a little hesitant about playing this song, but I like the song, so we're going to play the song. All right, this is Drake's Tootsie Slide. Let's get it.
Black leather glove, no sequins. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite. Nike crossbody, got a piece in it. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey. Don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you the passion. It's a thriller in a trap. Where we from? Baby, don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could give you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day with it. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey.
All right, we back. Man, I like the song, but I ain't really feeling the dance. It's a little, you know, I need you to be Chris Breezy with the dance move. But I do like the song. I do like the vibe. That is your boy Drake with Tootsie Slide. I ain't gonna like the name either, but I like it. All right, shout out to everybody watching, everybody logged in right now. Ashley, I see you. T, I see you. Big Eric, I see you. Sheena, I see you. Kia, Luckia, Marlon, my boy, MES, make sure that you go back and listen to the beginning of this. Coco, oh, of course, one of my top friends. Of course, Britt, shout out to everybody watching the show right now. Now, a couple of things as we go into all the different topics that we have today. First thing I want to do is, guess what, man? I missed my barber. I did not cut my beard. It's just growing out, but I'm not getting my hair cut. I'm not doing anything until we are good. I easily could use my influences and resources and my partnerships with people to get this done up. I'm not doing it because that would be very hypocritical. So make sure that you stay home, that you take care of people. I'm pretty sure you've seen all of these different things happening. So guess what? Make sure you take care of yourself as well as other people. Now, here's what I want you to do. If you miss your barber, if you miss your esthetician, if you miss your nail tech, if you miss your salon stylist, what I want you to do right now is if they have Cash App, if they have any type of electronic payments, please just send them a payment, man. Whatever you would have paid them for to get your hair done, to get your hair cut, to get your nails done, to get your eyebrows taken off, to get that facial. Anything that you typically would normally do, guess what? If they have one, go ahead and just send them something. And if you can't afford it, I understand. I want you to send them what you normally would chart, what you normally would get. But if you can't get it, man, give them $5, $10. Ask them what their stuff is, because right now I'm pretty, you know, they don't have their customers. They're lowering their customers. So please take care of people who have taken care of you all the time. All right. All the time. I miss my barber. I miss all the people that make all this look decent. Decent, okay? So make sure you take care of them tonight. I want you to go ahead and just send them a love offering. Send them a gift and say, hey, man, I appreciate you. All right? Make sure you do that. All right? At least if you can afford it, again, send them what you normally would pay. So I know I pay $40, you know, a tip $30, something like that for my haircut. I'm going to just send it. Okay, if you could do that, great. If you can't, $5, $6, $10, whatever you can afford, let's take care of people that have taken care of us all this time. All right, let's be mindful of what, you know, right now, I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm able to stay home and I got to telework, but for the most part, you know, take care of people. All right, So thank you to everybody who's in those fields. And we're praying for quick resolutions. We're praying for you to get back to business because, oh man, those barbershops are going to be packed. Oh boy, those salons are going to be packed. I might get my hair cut and hair taken care of. I might do it every other day. I might just do it when we get back outside. When we off punishment, when we're back outside, I might for a month might get my hair cut every other day. I might say, yeah, I know I just got it yesterday, but I saw something grow right here. Can you just trim that? All right, appreciate it. You know, so make sure you take care of them. Again, reach out to them right now and say, hey man, let me take care of you. All right. So if you're getting finger waves, like Lakia just talked about, she said, why didn't you send me anything for them finger waves I did? You're right. I'm going to send that 36 cents to you right now. I'm going to send that right now to you right here. All right. So please take care of those people that take care of you. Hey, and we miss you guys. All right. We love you and we miss you. All right. So can we get to the first part of this, man? Let's talk. You know what? Let's go right into the budgeting, because if you're like me, you know, of course, you probably realize that, man, you spend a lot of energy and time doing stuff. So during this time, just take a moment and just say, you know what? I'm going to restrict as much energy that I'm going to use outside. So how can you restrict your money during this time? The easiest thing is making those purchases that are essential. Okay. All right. Let's restrict all these delivery people coming out just for anything. Of course, if you have to get food, go get food. But guess what? You could go ahead and use Instacart and stuff like that. Make sure that you use those things, but try to limit you ordering out every day. So instead of just 10 individual trips to the grocery store, which again is exposing you more, just make one time. Just go one time, and that way you can stay in the house and eat all your food and make that food. You know, I have definitely been making a lot more food nowadays with the kids and myself. And I'm like, oh man, I forgot. I used to really cook all the time. And so definitely make sure that you get back to and, you know, just make one purchases. Make big purchases as opposed to just small items. As far as money, a great tip that I saw on my Facebook page is the things that you normally would have paid for that may not be happening at this time, go ahead and take care of it. So if you know that every 2 weeks you get your gas, go ahead and take that money that you had your gas and just put it away. If you have the money to take care of those bills, watch this. Hey, pay your bills. All right. It is a lot of people going through it at this time. Okay. And you can most certainly, I'm not here to tell you not to utilize programs that can benefit you. But guess what? Go ahead and if you pay your bills, if you have the money, if you're getting the money, guess what? Pay your bills. You don't want to not pay your bills, because the companies, they still want their money, right? Now, it may be some great companies that say, you know what? Hey, you don't need to pay us for 3 months. But when you get back, hey, man, you're going to need to pay those bills. Or maybe they may tack on what you need to owe, what you're owing right now to, you know, existing bills. So just if you can pay your bills, pay it, budget your money, and go ahead and just, you don't have to try to eat out every time, because now we're home. Now we're chilling. And guess what, man? It's very easy to say, you know what? I have a taste for unicorn. Let me get on Instacart. All right. And if you want to use Instacart, I'm going to drop a link for you to utilize Instacart, because that's a great tool that you could use to, you know, if you're looking for a job, you're looking for something right now to float you while things are happening, go ahead and use that link. Okay. Also, I have an ebook. I'm going to talk about the ebook in a little bit that will help you during this time. But hey, budget your time. All right. You know what I really like to do? The first week, I was sleeping later. You know, usually I get up at 5, 6. I was sleeping till like 8, 8:30. But now I'm like, you know what? Let me get back on track. Let me get back to the schedule that I'm used to. And let me take care of those bills. Let me utilize those things. So that way, it's not just completely blown apart when we get back. Because eventually we're going to come back. Eventually we're going to get back. And I want you to be able to say, you know what? I didn't splurge my money. If right now you can save money to start that savings account that you always wanted to do, save it. Don't just splurge your money every single thing because you're home and you're bored. Because that's what we're doing. We're bored. We're home. So don't just buy everything that you see on Instagram. I mean, or everything that you see in Amazon, or all those wonderful things. Just save your money. Keep focusing on the goals that you want to hit and conserve your energy. And guess what? As far as food, make some dishes throughout the week. All right? You don't have to wait and just make deals all the time. Guess what? Make deals throughout the week. I mean, make those wonderful deals. I mean, those wonderful meals. I'm sorry. You know, I'm thinking about deals and meals. And so guess what? It's a better deal for you if you say, you know what? I'm going to prep on Sunday. So that way I'm not munching every 30 seconds like me. And now day two, you done ate everything in the house. Now you're eating stuff you ain't even eat before. You're like, oh, let me check out this rice that I haven't eaten. Or let me see some of these spices that you know you haven't eaten since you started moving into your place. So just make sure you just take care of your money, take care of your bills, take care of your time, take care of your energy, man. That's it. Okay? So conserve that time, conserve your money. Don't splurge. You're going to have to pay your bills. This is, don't set yourself up. All right. So that is how to budget your time, energy, money, food, all those wonderful things. All right. Make sure you budget. And guess what? If you have a great tip on how you budget your money and how you budget your food, drop it in the link below. So that way we can all see it. Okay. All right. Now let's talk about, let's go right into my Netflix review. So now that we're all home, now we're sitting home and chilling. You know what? I really, really like to go over these Netflix shows. So I've been watching a lot more. I like them. So I want to make sure I do a nice review, because someone asked me, like, what do you think about this show or that show? And I want to make sure I talk about it. All right. So today, let's go over season one. Now, I know there's two seasons, but I know everybody's not watching it. So I want to get everybody caught up. We're going to just talk about one season. All right. Let's talk about the first season of All American. So if you have not seen the show, it's on Netflix. And guess what? It's a great show. I really like it. So I'm going to give you what my thoughts are about this show. You know, feel free to tell me how you feel about the show, but I like the show. Okay. So the show, if you have not watched it, it talks about Spencer. Spencer James is a football player. He's in South Crenshaw. And so what he's been doing is that he's a superstar, and he's now recruited by Beverly Hills. So he's there, and all these different issues and stuff that come across with being there. Right. So, you know, of course, him being the new guy, other people happening, stuff like that. So guess what? I'm going to give you what I feel about the show, and feel free to comment what you feel about the show. Even after the show, you could definitely go back and say, you know what? I'm going to write in the comments on how I feel about the show. All right. So my overall view of the show is that I do like the show. I like it. Right. Now, I will say that it is more CW-ish than like The Wire. All right. So just have that in mind, that you're watching the show. It's a great show, but it's more CW-ish. So like, if you watch The Flash, like I watch The Flash, like it's cool. It's a good show. It's more, you can watch it with your kids even. Well, not really with your kids, but you can watch it and it's okay. All right. So I really, really like the show. All right. Here's what I like about the show. I like the storylines. I think that they're pretty good storylines. I think it's a unique show. All right. Brittany says she likes the show. Sharon highlighted that, yeah, Coach Billy Baker, he recruits. Now, I don't want to give away too much stuff about the show, because I know you're going to start watching it if you have not watched it. And I don't want to spoil it for you here. And then you're like, hey, I can't watch Gary's show no more because he gave out spoilers. All right. All right. So again, it's more CW-ish than The Wire. And if you have not watched The Wire, tonight you have homework. I need you to go ahead and watch The Wire. So it's not The Wire. It's more of a show that you would see on CW, you know, those shows. It's not gritty. It's cool. It's cute. I like it. All right. So I like the storyline. I like the different stories that they have. You know, Spencer, and then you have his mom, and then you have his family, his community, you know, his friends like Coop. I really like Coop. How do you guys feel about Coop? I really like Coop. I think she's probably the realest person in the show, right? So I do like Coop, you know, how the stuff that she has to go through. So everybody has very, unique storylines that is pretty awesome. I like it. I like it a lot, right? Surprisingly, I did not realize that everyone in the show was going to be this attractive. Like, come on, y'all. Come on, All-American. Everybody got to be attractive? Everybody? Like, everybody got to be attractive. Like, even, so you got Spencer who's attractive. His family's attractive. His mom is attractive. You got all of his schoolmates. They're attractive. You got the barista at the coffee spot. They're attractive. You got the garbage men. They're attractive. Like, everybody is attractive. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, it's not one unattractive person in this entire show, which I was like, all right, okay, y'all. Like, I get it. But I like the show. I do like the storyline. You know, I did initially think that it was going to be more grittier, but I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the show. All right. So I do like it. Okay. So, and it does have some twists and turns. So, you know, I was surprised that some of the stuff, you know, that happened with Spencer and his dad, you know, with Bill, Coach Billy, his family, you know, different things that are happening with people. Right. So it's good. You know, I like the show a lot. Now, here's what I will say that I don't like about the show. I feel like, and maybe y'all can help me out, I feel as though the show is predictable, as well as I feel as though the show is unrealistic. And what I mean by that, like, it's a show. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's a show, right? But I feel like the show, it's certain things that are happening in the show. And I'm like, okay, like, it might need to take a couple of episodes to be able to resolve this. Like, some things are happening within, like, 30 seconds. Like, you got Spencer being mad because his dad came back. And then in the next episode, now you're calling him dad and playing around. Like, ho, 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 ho. You got Coop being cool and now she in the game. What? Where this happened? What's going on? Like, how we get here? Like, you got so many things happening within like 45 minutes. And it's like, yo, I'm going to need y'all to spread a little bit of this stuff out. Like, stuff can't get just solved in one episode. So I like the show. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like it. I love it. But it's like, yo, what is going on here? So that is the one thing. I do feel like some of the stuff is predictable, you know, but it's cool. It's a cool show. All right. It's a cool show. So I like the show. I do feel like it's predictable. You know, I did not like how, like, all right, a little bit of a spoiler alert. Like, when the dad shows up, he shows up, Spencer's mad. But then by the end of the season, now they running around and they playing daddy and he calling him dad. I have been mad at my parents for a lot less BS for a lot longer. Okay? Hey, you ate my juice. You drank my juice that I have a name on. I've been mad at my parents or my family for like 2 days for that. And so he just coming back into their lives. And like, they good within like one episode. I'm like, oh, no. Nah. So I do like the show. But again, I did expect a little bit more of a grittier, I expect more gritty stuff. You know, I can't get over, oh man, I can't get over, you know, some of the characters, but I do like the storyline. I don't like that every single line out of their mouths is like a cliche. Like, all right, I like it, but like, come on, y'all. Like, okay. Like, I get it though. So I do like, so I will give this show, I will give the show a 4 out of 5 right now. I get no, like a 3.5 out of 5. I'll give it that. You can tell me what you guys think. You can tell me where you feel as though the show is, but that's where I like it. I'm going to say 3.5 out of 5. It is enjoyable to watch. However, it ain't The Wire or The Corner or something super gritty, which I'm sort of used to. All right. So Sharon said, so you wanted it to be like Boys in the Hood. Yeah, I did want it to be like Boys in the Hood. I did. I sort of wanted it to be, yeah, like a Boys in the Hood type-ish. Yeah, movie. Yeah. This is more toward The Flash than anything. This is All American is the Flash if the Flash played football right now. Like a little bit better than that. But I do enjoy the show. I do enjoy the storylines. So I was like, all right, you know, it's good though. I like the show, so I can't say that I don't like it. All right. A little bit more grit, a little bit more, you know, a little bit more spice could have helped out the show. But I appreciate the show. I do like the show. I am gonna right now we're talking about season one. But I definitely, if you've not watched it, start watching it tonight, because next week I'm going to talk about season two. So hopefully somebody gets punched in the mouth and somebody unattractive shows up, because you got Billy. All right. And you know what? Billy is doing well. You know, I do like the show. I do like it. I like it. But it's mild. And I'm a spicy man. I'm spicy. Somebody need to get clapped. Let me explain something to you. I'm a Game of Thrones. You done in the first season. That's the type of stuff I'm on. That when you are eliminated, you can be the hero. You're done. So it is gonna be some other shows I'm gonna watch. Brittany said, "Married at First Sight," in Love Is Blind. Oh my gosh. After season two, I'm gonna watch Love Is Blind, because y'all tripping now. Y'all doing anything for the Netflix checks now. But I am going to watch it. Someone did ask me the other day, hey, do I think somebody can fall in love in 10 days? And I said, no, I don't think you can fall in love in 10 days. I think you can vibe with somebody in 10 days. I think you can like a person in 10 days. I think you can say, you know what? I can pick up on the energy of this person in 10 days. But no. You out here walking to the altar, you ain't even seen him. Mm-mm. Nah. I need to see you. You need to see me. We need to see each other. I need to know, do you put sugar in your grits? Those are questions I need to ask you. Do you put sugar, the same sugar in spaghetti? I need to know, are you a blue cheese person or are you a ranch person when you eat wings? I need to know what your favorite Martin episode is. I need to know what you would do if you became mayor tomorrow. I need to know those things. So I can't be behind a wall and be like, hey, nah, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about you. All right. And then I don't even know what if I'm falling in love with you. Right. And then I see you, you see me, and then I don't like you no more. What if I see you, right, and you got the same beard as me? We got to cancel the whole show. We got to cancel it now. We got to cancel Netflix. Because now I'm going to have a problem with the director, the producer. I'm going to have a problem with the producer. They will come out, and I'm going to say, hey, it's you. And you're like, oh, yeah. And now we're gonna look like Diddy, that gif of Diddy and the other guy when they just staring at each other. And then I got to call in, and then I got to tell them, hey, Netflix producer, come here. What you doing? Right? So I do believe that you can get to know a person. You can vibe with a person. You can realize this person might be in your frequency level. But hey, 10 days, 10 before Amazon Prime, some things used to get there 11, 13 days. And even with that, I ain't satisfied. So I ain't trying to do all that. But I do believe that you can start vibing with somebody. But that's going to be, I promise you guys, thank you, Britt. That's going to be the next show that I watch after season two. So I'm going to start watching season two tonight. So you better get caught up in All American, because I'm watching it tonight. All right. But if I see somebody on Love Is Blind and I see somebody falling on head over heels and then they get catfished, I'm going to laugh. And we're going to talk about it. But you guys can let me know after this. All right. So that is my review of All American. All right. I like the show. CW-ish. Right. Very nice. Very safe. All right. I do like a lot of the characters. But, you know, I like gritty stuff. Right. If it was up to me, Coop probably would have died first season. She'd have been gone. Boom. That's how I get down. That's how whatever. Coop would have been gone. Okay. You're not going to have Tupac homeboy. You're not going to have Sean, you know. Oh, and then you know, the Crenshaw versus Beverly Hills, and then Spence tackles his homeboy, and now his homeboy is crippled? First of all, that was a clean hit. What are we talking about here? Let's be realistic. He hit him clean. And now all of a sudden, now he's out for the, now he's paraplegic. And now we believe that Spencer was able to now overcome him hitting his childhood friend, crippling him, and then getting back and winning the game. I'm not believing that. We got to have some type of continuity here. Come on, guys. All right. So you can also let me know how you felt about it. Sharon said, now people are talking about Love is Blind. No, stop. We're not talking about Love is Blind. We're going to wait until the week after next, please. Because y'all going to make me watch it now in front of y'all, and then I'm going to have to start deleting some of y'all because y'all like it. No. All right. So we talked about, you know, so here we are, episode 9, entitled Fear, F-E-A-R, right? And so I wanted to definitely talk about that because we're undergoing a lot of things that make us scared. So I want to make sure that we go over it. All right. So let's talk about fear. A couple of things about fear. Now, when we're talking about fear and how you feel about things, here are some of the symptoms of fear. Okay. A fast heart rate. All right. Your breathing goes up. Your muscles get weak. You're sweating a lot. You have stomach issues. You feel dizzy. You may feel frozen. You cannot eat. You have hot sweats and cold sweats, as well as you may have dry mouth and tense muscles. All right. So that is some of the symptoms of fear. All right. So I want to go over 10 things that you can do to overcome fear. So what I want you to do in the comments right now, or even if you're at home listening to this, I want you to take out a piece of paper or even jot in the comment section right now is, what am I afraid of? All right. There's only really, and I'm going to be transparent, I think there's only really two things that I am somewhat afraid of. And that is going to be, I am slightly afraid of heights. So I don't really like being all the way high up. Yes, I know I'm 6'8", so even before you start with the tall jokes, I got you. All right? So I'm not really a big fan of heights, as well as I'm not really, you know, I'm just fearful of something happening to me and my kids are by themselves. That's it. So I think that those are the two main things that I am afraid of. All right? So let's talk about fear in the top 10 things here on episode 9 entitled Fear, F-E-A-R. And I say it like that because that's an acronym. And I'm going to highlight some of the acronyms when we get to the end of this episode. All right. So number one, identifying what makes you afraid. What makes you afraid? All right. Because once you understand, once you can identify what makes you afraid, you can embrace it. Now, I said that I was afraid of heights. So my heebie-jeebies crew, all right, shout out to all my people in heebie-jeebies crew. It was a group that we had at work. Cherie, Janitha, all of my people's in that. All right, Ray. One day, so we went ziplining, but with ziplining, it wasn't a cute little, hey, climb up maybe a couple of steps and you go ziplining. Oh, no. With this ziplining situation, you had to climb a tree, walk across a zipline, then climb another story to get to another one and eagle walk, which is like two lines and one thin rope across. Oh, no. And I couldn't chicken out because I'm a man and I'm Mr. C-Plan Dude. I don't know if I was C-Plan Dude yet. I think I was seeing and planning, but I don't think I was C-Plan Dude just yet. But listen, man, that was one of the most tough times of my life because, again, I'm not a fan of heights. So, and here go me, because now adrenaline is shot in. So I'm climbing the first set. Oh, we good. Climbing now the first set of ropes is like, let's say it's like 20 feet in the air. I mean, I'm 6'8". That ain't even that long. So if I fell, it'd be like, oh, man, I'm good. Right. But the second set. Oh, no. It was like 40 to 60 feet in the air, meaning that I'm looking and I can look over people and I'm seeing everybody. Oh, no. So I climb and then I get up there. Now, if somebody wasn't afraid, man, it probably would have took them maybe 10 minutes to do that. No, it almost took me a whole weekend to get by because I was afraid. And to be honest, a person before that, even though we're harnessed in, even though we're safe, they messed up and they fell and they got all tangled up in the rope. And I was like, oh, no. So I was already nervous and I was already afraid. And then next thing you know, bam, this person fell. I said, oh, man, and it looks embarrassing. He looked like a daddy long legs because he was a tall guy. A daddy long legs entangled in a web. So you got your legs sticking out. You all bundled up. I said, oh, come on, man. And I thought that was going to be me. So with number one, ask yourself, hey, man, what are you afraid of? You can ask yourself, what am I afraid of? All right. What am I afraid of? So that was my first thing, is that once you understand what you're afraid of, you're able to embrace it. You're able to acknowledge it, because once you're able to acknowledge it, you're like, OK, well, let's start doing something about it. OK, so that was the first thing, is asking myself, what am I afraid of? OK. All right. The next thing is, once you're able to ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Understand it, and then you can embrace it. And now let's figure out the best course of action. All right. Sometimes people just go in and do stuff. Yeah. No, we're not going to do that. Okay. So once you go ahead and you understand that you're afraid of something, now what is the best course of action on how I can react to it? Okay. I had a person who, one of my clients, she was afraid of water, but she wanted to swim. And so, okay, you understand you're afraid of swimming. You understand you're afraid of water. Now, what is the best course of action? So we talked about it. Hey, can you just go to a public pool? That wasn't in the cards. Okay, what works best for you? What is the best course of action for this fear? So the best thing she could do is hire a personal trainer that can help her swim. And they were able to go and they were able to learn, you know, he was able to teach her how to swim, you know, privately, without people around, in a safe environment. That was a good idea, as opposed to if you're like me and you wanted to learn how to swim and your family members just tossed you in water. That happened. I remember my Aunt Betty pushing me into a pool and I did not know how to swim. Luckily, a family member saved my life. But I did learn how to swim eventually. So I guess that all worked out. But if you have a fear, ask yourself, what is the best way to embrace and understand and come up with a course of action for that fear? So number two is figure out the best course of that fear. Okay. And here, episode 9, here on the See Plan Do Show, entitled Fear, F-E-A-R. All right. Number one was what makes you afraid, being able to jot that down. Then you're able to come up with the best course of action. And now I want you to face it. Face that fear. Face it. All right. You should be able to state, hey, I'm afraid of this. And then once you do that, you are giving light to fear. Because think about this. If you're afraid of something, but yet you don't let people know, or you don't really put it out there, it's in the dark. And when it's in the dark, it can grow. Okay? So it's in the dark, it can grow. Next thing you know, oh man, it's a problem. But if you say to yourself, you know what? I am afraid of this. I'm afraid of change. I'm afraid of starting a new job. I'm afraid of ending a relationship. I'm afraid of starting this relationship. I am afraid of starting this business or losing weight. I'm afraid of starting a podcast, or I'm afraid of anything, whatever it is. Face it. Embrace it, understand it, and bring it to light. Because now we can start asking questions on why you are afraid. All right. If you have kids like me, then guess what? Lauren at times is a little afraid of the dark. Okay. But I had to bring to light to her that she has been in this house. She's definitely sat in her room with her tablet and nothing has ever happened. But I have to also understand that that is me addressing the issue about her being afraid. And we're working on that. Okay? All right. So the next thing, number four, is going to be educate yourself. All right. Fear comes from the unknown. So you can learn about, hey, what makes you fear? You know, what makes you afraid? Right. But fear comes from unknown. That's really it. Imagine a zoologist, right? Or imagine our man, or our guy, Joe Exotic. Shout out to Joe. Free Joe Exotic. Imagine that if you were a person that was afraid of spiders, or you were afraid of all these different things. Let's say that you went to a zoo and you're afraid of snakes. And now you see the snake handler. He is dealing with the snake because he had to learn how snakes work. He didn't just wake up and say, he or she didn't wake up and just say, oh, let me just start handling snakes. That's not how it works. They had to learn, know how to handle them, know how to care for them. Does it mean that they probably didn't get bit? Probably. All right. But they have to be able to educate themselves. Just the same way you should educate yourself on fear. All right. So Nikki says that she's afraid of failure. That is great that she's able to state that. Okay. But fear comes from the unknown. The same way with anxiety. We're getting anxious. We feel anxiety. We get afraid because in our brain, we're looking at every single thing, every single thing. And if we can't come up with something or we don't know something, you know what happens? Your brain is like, yo, we need to feel something in this spot. And that's where fear can come in. So fear comes from the unknown, okay? Because I promise you, if you're afraid of something and now you know about it, you're not afraid anymore. Just the same way as you were a kid and you were afraid that there were monsters underneath your bed. Clearly, we know there are no monsters underneath your bed. Now you do, right? Hopefully you do. Okay, and now you're not scared anymore. All right? So making sure you educate yourself and getting the facts about whatever you're afraid of as opposed to speculation. Right now, with this pandemic, people are scared. They absolutely are. Shout out to everybody coming in right now, watching this episode. Thank you for showing up. Episode 9 entitled Fear, F-E-A-R, with me, Gary O'Neill Jr. on the C Plan Do Show. All right. Educating yourself on that fear, getting the facts as opposed to speculation. We're going through this pandemic right now. And guess what? How many times have you gotten false information from people? There are people that have never inboxed me before in their life. They never asked me when the show is. They never seen if they can buy the ebook, which, hey, I started a new ebook and I pinned it in the comments below. So guess what? I need 5 people to buy that ebook. It's about starting your business. So that way, if you're scared of starting a business, I swear to you, you get that ebook, you're going to start your business tonight. All right. But guess what? If you are afraid, if you don't know, then we're scared, right? So even with what's going on, one of my dear friends is absolutely terrified about what's going on. All right. She's a mail carrier. She's absolutely afraid because now we're getting information. Oh, a mail carrier died because of coronavirus. You know, even at my job recently, somebody just was found positive for it. Even right now, I'm a little bit of afraid, but I rest assured myself. And I go back to, what are the facts? How can you stop this? What is the information? All right. So fear comes from the unknown. So get the facts straight before you dive into the speculation. If you're friends with me on social media, the other day, someone sent me an inbox saying, hey, you cool cats and kittens, make sure that you lock all your windows and doors because at 11:40 p.m., 5 helicopters are going to come through and they're going to disinfect the air of the coronavirus. Really? Really? So clearly we know that that's not true, right? But can you imagine if somebody believed that? Can you imagine if somebody believed that? So they probably locked their doors. They probably closed all their windows and they thought that, hey, at 11:40 p.m. that apparently 5 helicopters were going to come and dump disinfectant across the air. Just dump. No, doesn't make sense. So get the facts So that way you can avoid speculation. Okay. Number five, I want you to visualize success. So even some of the athletes that I know, some of my athletes that have been clients, we talk about visualizing success. What does that mean to you? That means that with those athletes, they think about the basketball game. They think about the football game. They think about all of the different things they need to do. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. Right? I'm going to do all these things. You saw the moves. All right? I'm going to do these different things. Right? I'm visualizing success. All right? So if you're afraid of starting a business, if you're afraid of failure, you're feeding into that failure right now. If you are afraid of being great, then you won't be great. But visualize you being successful. Just visualize it. What does that look like to you? All right. You are afraid of not having money. Then what are you doing? Right. Even with me, that's one of my fears, is that I need to make sure that I save. Going through this pandemic lets me know that, yo, man, I got to have a solid savings account. I need enough in my account that if, heaven forbid, something was to happen, I'm able to just be good and just be okay. All right. But visualize success. Have that motivation. Have that mental mapping, that motivational mapping. Having that mental mapping allows you to use your mental thoughts and sort of preordain your moves, because you already thought about it. So now you're going to do it. All right. It's funny. It's not funny, but I remember I only got really into one fight in high school. And I remember this guy was mouthing off to me in the gym. And I told myself, I'm not going to fight him, but if he runs his mouth to me in the locker room, I'm going to sock him. And yes, I said psych. I'm 40. I can say the word sock. And I remember getting dressed, and I remember walking, leaving out, and he cut me off. And he said, hey, remember all that mouth you had? And I just was like, bam. It wasn't even a problem. It just automatically happened. All right. So just visualize. I'm sorry I had to use me beating up someone, but visualizing success. What does that mean to you? What does that look like? Can you see it? Because if you can't see it, you're going to be afraid. Okay? You're afraid of the dark. But if you know what's in the dark, think about this. Most of the time, we're not afraid of, if we go to the movies, you're in the dark. So what's the difference? Right? So visualize a success so that way you can make those moves on your own. All right, number six, with this list on how you can overcome fear, because I want you to overcome fear tonight. I want you to stop being afraid. Number six is make a list of things that you are afraid of. All right. I am slightly afraid of failure, but that doesn't stop me from pursuing what I want to do. All right. Make a list of the things that you're afraid of. And then what we're going to do, which is number seven, is we're going to transform that. Okay. Make a list of things that you are afraid to do. All right. So I want you to write this statement down. I want to blank. And I scare myself by imagining blank. I want to start a business, but I scare myself by imagining I won't be successful. I want to leave my job because I hate my job, but I scare myself by imagining that I won't find another job or it'll be worse. See how I did that? So I just want you to put, I want to blank, and then fill that in and then say, and I scare myself by imagining blank. Okay. So fill that out and then see what it looks like. Okay. Then once you did that, I want you to transform and convert negative ideas. All right. Use positive statements. So if you say to yourself, I'm afraid of success, I think I'm going to fail, you could say, I want to work on the challenges. And I know that there are going to be challenges with me starting a new position. Transform and convert that fear into positive statements. I am unaware of this happening, but I know that I'm prepared for it. So transform those statements. All right. Choose positive thoughts, man. When you are talking about yourself, when you're talking about things, transform that negative energy. Even with my clients, I talk about that. So if you say I'm a procrastinator, let me tell you something. You'll always be one. You will always be a procrastinator because you already put it on yourself. I'm a procrastinator. You can say, you know what? I've experienced procrastination. All right. But I'm not a procrastinator. And it ends now. All right. Choose more positive thoughts, more positive affirmations. So what I want you to do as we go through this pandemic, there are things that are bothering us, but I don't want it to make its way into you. So I want you to offer yourself 1 to 5 positive affirmation statements toward yourself a day. And don't just say it phony. Don't be fake. Okay. I don't want you to remember when we remember Lean On Me and they were singing Fair East Side. I want you to sing it with soul. I want you to say it with soul. All right. I'm not going to sing it on here because I don't want the internet to crash because I tried to sing the Fair East Side song. All right. So choose more positive thoughts, more positive affirmations. Even your favorite life coach has to go through that. Even now. All right. Number 8, I need you to be realistic because what happens is you have fear, right? But you can strategize. You can strategize that fear. Okay. Strategize your fear to avoid taking unnecessary risks. Then you fail. Then you become scared of doing anything. All right. So what that looks like is, one of the things that I really want to do, and you guys could jump in and help me out with this, is that I do want to run a marathon. That would be something that I'm not afraid of running a marathon, but I would be afraid of not finishing the marathon or being last in the marathon. I don't want to be last. Okay. So strategize your fear. So if you want to start a business, having that successful plan, which brings me, let me take one moment to highlight that I recently created an ebook to start a business. It's actually pinned in the statements here. All right. So, Gav, and it's also on my Facebook page. So if you're listening to this after this, if you're watching it now, you can click on that link, buy the ebook. Comes in 2 versions, 1 desktop, 1 mobile. So that way you can start your business. So if you're afraid of starting your business because you're afraid you may not be successful, get the book. Okay. But also strategize your fear. So with me, if I want to run a marathon and I feel a little bit nervous about starting a marathon, then guess what? Instead of just saying, you know what, the marathon is tomorrow, I'm jumping out here. No, you can even recently just download a Couch to 5K app. Strategize, plan it out. If you don't know, you will be afraid. Fear comes from you not knowing. I don't know what's going to happen, but you're going to be positive because you can believe in yourself. All right. So that's number 8. Number 9 here on the See Plan Do Show entitled Fear, F-E-A-R, is celebrate your success, even if it's a small area. Whatever success you have, then guess what? Go for, you know, celebrate the small things that you've done. Okay. If you have fear about something and you've done something toward that. So let's say that you are fear of being overweight, but one day you said, you know what? You did well with your eating. Celebrate that. Celebrate it. By celebrating your success, it builds your confidence. You build your confidence. Guess what? You won't be as afraid. All right. Don't be afraid. All right, let's look at some people, what people are saying online. And Sharon said, if you fear falling in love, how do you strategize that kind of fear? That is a great question because some people do fear of falling in love. Now, the one thing I would say is, hey, I would ask you or any person, why do you fear falling in love? And I'm pretty sure you're going to say, because I've been hurt before, Gary. Or I don't want to be vulnerable. And I don't want to be hurt because I fell in love with a person. I'm pretty sure that's something that somebody would say. So to strategize that, you put parameters in place. Don't go too hard with them. You know, you are working on it. Okay. Take your time to know the person. Make sure you know yourself. Listen to what this person is saying. Ask those critical questions. What are your intentions? If they tell you, Sharon, hey, if you know what your intentions are, right? Because you know what yours are. If you say, you know what? I'm doing this because I'm getting ready. I want to be married. And then you say, well, what are your intentions? And they say, well, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. See, they told you. I swear I don't know why I did that, but I feel like I needed to turn my hat to the side when I said that. But by strategizing, by asking critical questions, this is what I would say. Ask those questions off top. People don't want to believe it's an interview. It is most certainly an interview for you. Ask questions and watch the person's actions. What are they doing? What overall are they showing you? All right. And Brittany, I know you're watching right now. That would make a great topic for your show. Falling in love. Look at that. Just help somebody out. Cut the check. Okay. Cut the check or buy the ebook. Buy 3 ebooks. All right. So that's how I would strategize success, because you may be afraid of falling in love because you don't want to be vulnerable and you become hurt. So I would say learning the person, learning yourself, learning the person, asking questions, looking at their actions. There you go. All right. So celebrate your success. That's number 9. All right. So let me run it back with the 10 things before I get to number 10. All right. Number 1 on how you can overcome fear. All right. Number 1 is asking yourself, what makes you afraid? All right. What makes you afraid? Number 2 is finding the best course of action. All right. What is it about? Don't just operate from fear. If you operate from fear, you'll run. Okay. So asking yourself or figuring out what is the best course of action for my fear. Number 3 is facing and embracing your fear, stating what you're afraid of and giving light to that fear. It's not in the dark anymore. Okay. You're afraid of falling in love. We've put it out there now. So now with you putting it out there, how can you protect yourself? All right. Number 4, educating yourself. Going off of facts, not speculation. Fear comes from the unknown, so making sure that you know. Okay? Number 5 is visualizing your success. What does that look like? All right? To be honest, I had a slight fear prior to starting my podcast. I had a slight fear about starting the podcast. And now, hey, look at me. Out here. All right? But I had to state, what am I afraid of? What am I fearful of? And then say, you know what? Hey, I can imagine me talking to you guys now. I imagine me recording this and being on several platforms. See? There you go. Number 6 is making a list of things that you are afraid to do. And then once you make that list, let's talk about it. I want to blank. And I scare myself by imagining blank. I want to be successful. But I scare myself by imagining that I won't. I want to verbalize or vocalize how I feel to my partner, but I scare myself by imagining that if I tell them how I truly feel, they may either not do it or they may disrespect me or they may not appreciate what I have to say. See that? Number 7 is transform any of your statements to positive statements. Choose more positive thoughts, more positive affirmations for yourself. Number 8 is be realistic. So strategize your goal. Strategize that fear. Strategize it. Number 9 is celebrate success. I don't care how small it is. All right. It's a lot of people. I live near Lake Montebello. Okay. Very nice lake. I'm pretty sure there's people who have not started to walk. And if they take that time to walk tomorrow, guess what? They can celebrate that one day. All right. Celebrating your success builds confidence in you. And once you build confidence in you, you're good. Number 10. Recognizing fear for what it is. Fear. And I want you to listen to me. Fear is a mental trick used by your ego to protect you from negative consequences. So your brain, your ego is protecting you from jumping out there by creating fear. So that way you don't have to be exposed to negative consequences. That is wild if you really think about it. So your brain, your mind, your ego is setting you up by providing this fear so that way you don't do it, so that way you don't experience failure. But by doing so, the ironic thing is that you're failing. Fear is a mental trick used by your ego to protect you against negative consequences. Even your favorite life coaches, I can attest to that. Here's what I want you to know. Fear is a liar. It just is. Fear is a liar. When I think about my daughter and I think about how she's scared to go into her room at times because she's afraid, I ask her, "What are you afraid of?" She says, "There's monsters in my closet." So I pick her up, go to her room, kick open the door, and say, "Do you see any monsters?" She says, "No." Even though she does not see any monsters, in her little mind, fear has set in to where something's going to happen to her. So fear is your ego trying to protect you by putting in these negative thoughts. So that way you don't experience negative thoughts. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So you're like, "You know what? I'm ready to go parasailing out here." And your brain is like, "Yo, whoa. You could fall into the ocean and get eaten by a shark. Can we talk about this?" You're like, "Hey, whoa." You know, hey, this is you saying, "You know what? I'm falling in love again. Could it be I'm falling in love?" Oh, wow. That's you. That's you saying, "Hey, I'm about to fall in love again." And your brain is like, "Whoa, yo, hey, man. This person could hurt you. So let's not try to fall in love. Let's just be cool with them." All right? I am afraid. I'm afraid, man. So just remember that fear is a mental trick used by your ego to protect you. So with that being said, I can safely and confidently say to you that fear is a liar. And we don't trust liars, right? So fear is a liar, all right? Fear is a liar, and I want you to remember that. There are a couple of different acronyms for fear that I want to leave you with. One of the first one is the F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. That's one of the acronyms I used to look at. I used to like. So remember, false evidence appearing real. That's fear. All right. Remember, fear is a liar. And I want you to remember that fear could also stand for forget everything and run. That's fear. But I really like these last two. Face everything and rise. As well as face it. Explore it, accept it, and rise above it. Again, with fear, we highlighted those 10. We talked about the amazing show, which is All American. We talked about how you can budget your stuff. And again, we want to proclaim that fear, hey, fear, you're a liar. All right. So that is the end of the show. Hey, hopefully you had an amazing time. Thank you for checking out the C Plan Do Show. You can always check out the C Plan Do Show here each and every Tuesday. I'm streaming live, baby. That's my Bill Clinton face. I'm streaming live every Tuesday. You're able to catch all of these episodes. I upload them daily. All right. So every day I make sure that I upload it. So please check out all of the previous episodes. The link is right in my bio. The link is right on the site. Make sure that you check that out. If you have a question for the show, you want me to be a host on your show, you want me to be on your show, hit me up at cplandoshow@gmail.com. Also, I just dropped an ebook entitled Startup 101. So if you want to learn how to start a business, guess what? You're in your chrysalis phase right now. So I pinned up the link. I want you to buy the ebook. If you have always said to yourself, I want to start a business, but I'm afraid, you have no fear, does not live here, because fear is a liar. So I want you to go ahead and buy that ebook. Guess what? Over so many people have bought it. And I'm so appreciative of all those people that are starting their career, starting their journey, utilizing that here. Okay. But you're able to buy that ebook. Again, I posted it and I'll post it on my website. All right. So that way you can take advantage of that ebook, Startup 101, a comprehensive ebook. All right. Get it there. All right. I've gotten a lot of great reviews. I also downloaded. I also gave you two versions, one for your mobile phone, one for your desktop, your iPad, stuff like that. So that way you can get it all the way you need to get it. So make sure you get it. Sharon says she loves it. She got her ebook. Thank you so much. All right. And actually, she started working on her business. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. Okay. So thank you guys for being an amazing part of the show, man. I love you guys. If no one has told you that, I love you. Thank you for supporting me. Until we see each other again. Until we talk again, man. Until we can go outside again. Until we can go outside. Until we can share those special moments again. Please stay safe. Please stay healthy. Please focus on you during this chrysalis stage of your life. Because what will happen is everything will be back to normal. But will you have stayed the same? And I don't want you to stay the same. I want you to be a butterfly and fly. Okay? So until we see each other again, until we talk again, until we share those special moments again, hey, man, stay safe. Stay humbly aggressive. All right. Focus on you and your family and those that you love. Hey, make sure you Cash App or Venmo or Zelle any of your estheticians, your nail techs, your barber, all of those wonderful things. Make sure you text them and say, hey, I appreciate you. How can I send you some money? Send them some money. They need your support. Pray for people right now. This is a time where we should be praying. We should be joining together. We should be connecting, because guess what? It's much bigger sticks at hand. Take a moment to pray for those who have not made it. There are some people who have passed away because of this. So it's not a game. It's not a joke. We'll have time to be able to go back outside. So right now you don't need to. Stay yourselves at home. Protect yourselves. Love one another. I love you, man. And always remember, see, plan, and do. Remember, fear is a liar. And we don't believe liars. All right, enjoy your night. I'll see you guys. Hey, don't forget, the podcasting workshop is happening this week. Make sure, if you want to learn how to get an awesome podcast, hey, man, you want to get your awesome podcast, guess what? Sign up for that. That's going to be strictly online. And if you sign up now, you get an ebook for free. All right. Enjoy your night. Love you.